Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Go away, go. It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Go away, go away, day. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to settle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Reddy Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaret and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1,949th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and it sure be great to be here with you in the beautiful jam-packed Z. Alexander Luby Center here in Nashville, Tennessee. An overflow crowd just feeling their oats tonight as Riders in the Sky commences on another episode of Riders Radio Theater. And before we take off, why, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. Over to my left, that's your right, as you gather around the Bakelite cabinet of your Bendix, is the young gentleman who sings the melody in our trio. Yeah. Hailed by Country Music Magazine as your classic squeaky wheel, he's Too Slim.
Thank you, Ranger Doug. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Keep that grease a-coming. Keep it coming.
And to my right, your left, hailed by Country Music Magazine as several buffalo chips shy of a load, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
Woody, 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 Woody.
And hailed by Country Music Magazine as a man's man and a lady's dream, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
I'm glad somebody finally caught my personality correctly in print. And, of course, our orchestra, under the direction of the man who is totally ignored by Country Music Magazine, Joey the Cow Polka King! Let's ride the rails, boys. Hop on that train. Here comes the Santa Fe.
Here comes the Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch your fly. Here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe.
Here comes the triple yo.
Haughty old lady, pretty old lady, oh, pretty old lady, yeah, yeah, ooh, old lady, pretty old lady, oh.
A drifting cowboy alone at the breaking of dawn slowly wakes from his dreamless sleep.
By the ripple and falls where his wanderlust called in a gorge of the canyon steep.
Where the silvery rail follows mountainous trails across the prairie and on to the sea.
Where the girl he loves best in a stocking of dress is waiting for the whistle scream. Ooh, watch you fly. Here comes the Santa Fe. She's thundering loud, she's roaring haughty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch her fly. Here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the
mines if I can catch her on nine. Here comes the Santa Fe.
Hope I can catch her, boy.
Thundering loud, she's roaring hearty and proud at the break of day. Ooh, watch your fly, here comes the Santa Fe. I'll ride her on the blinds if I can catch her on time. Here comes the Santa Fe. Body old lady, hey, old lady, hey, hey, old lady, old lady, pretty old lady.
Radio Theater will return right after this timely message.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Red, this hurt don't find a reason to live pretty soon. We're gonna lose it.
Yeah, I heard that, Spud. I tell you what, they're off their feed real bad. It's kind of like they're bored or something, huh?
Yeah.
Red, you just hit the nail on the head. Hello, friends. H.H. Hammerhead Stilson here with a timely message for ranchers everywhere. Friends, our nation's beef is on the brink of extinction. Day after day of cud-chewing, grass-chewing, and shoe-fly-shoeing, it's boring them to death. Now, neighbors, I know right now you're saying to the radio, Hammerhead, I know you're right, but there's no television programming for a decent family herd to watch. Rock and roll radio just makes them nervous, and public radio, right over their heads. What on earth can I do? Well, buckaroos and buckarettes, old Hammerhead wouldn't lead you out on a limb and saw you off. No, what you do is head that herd up and drive them down to the brand new wonder of the Western world, Longhorn Land, the first amusement park for beef on the hoof. Yes, Longhorn Land, filled with marvelous sights and attractions to thrill the hearts of doggies of all ages. For the calves, there's great rides like the Range Roller Coaster, doggy bumper cars, and a spectacular 130-foot high water slide into a refreshing stock tank. It's great on a hot summer day. There's also the unique educational Epcow Center, where your herd can see the doggies of the future. Then there's Fantasyland, featuring a daily depiction of every cow's suppressed desire, the bull in the china shop. Yeah, the fun never stops at Longhorn Land for bulls only. There's Madame DeBossi's spicy New Orleans ravioli. For yearlings and older, there's chills aplenty at the Pasture of Horrors. Your critters will squeal and tear at the sight of Dr. Back to Black, the deranged vet. Their eyes are filled with terror at the sight of the maniac milking machine gone bananas. And the berserk fast food fryman.
200 Big Macs coming up.
And when the herd gets hungry, there's mounds and mounds of fattening theme park food like funnel feed cakes, flavored salt licks, and everywhere you look, deep fried cut on a stick. So make plans to bring your listless herd to Longhorn Land today. Longhorn Land, easily accessible to all major cattle trails. What's that? Is it affordable? At only $9.99 a ton, you can't afford not to bring them. So pick up the phone and schedule a visit for your cows today. It'll give them a moo attitude. Ha, ha, ha.
Saved our herd.
Yeah.
It can save yours too.
To schedule a visit for your herd at the new wonder of the Western world, Longhorn Land, call 1-900-HERD-FUND. That's 1-900-HERD-FUND. Feeder cattle rates available. Now, once again, here are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckaroos. Once again, with some trepidation, I approached guest time on Riders Radio Theater. Too Slim told me he had lined up the Beach Boys this week. Upon questioning him a little more closely, he said that after contacting the Beach Boys' office, they sent a replacement. A young fellow from California who has a very interesting story. It seems he comes from an old pioneer family. As they headed the herd up from San Diego to Portland, he fell out along about old Capitola or Santa Cruz Way, and he was never found. He was raised by a pack of wild surfers. He comes to us from the coast of California, Freddie Law, the surfing cowboy.
Oh, no. Hey, dudes. Okay. Ranger Doug, whoa, I am so totally stoked to be here, really.
Nice
I am so I am so into it, man. It's like Writers Radio Theater, whoa.
Do you get that out in Santa Cruz?
Really, I listen to it all the time. That's why I came tonight, man. I brought my chick.
Really?
Really, we came in and she said, like, where's the drummer? I said, hey, it's bluegrass, get into it. But, like, she was like, until you yodeled. And then she said, like, blow my hair back. Whoa. Was that a mistake or what? Ha! She's really into it.
Really?
Ha! But I'm stoked. Ranger Doug, is he like the big kahuna? Is he? Is he the dude? Really? All the dudes on the beach used to be into Eddie Van Halen. Now it's Ranger Doug. Whoa. Ha! Hey, Ranger Doug, do that thing you always do, man. It's
What's
not
that
the thing? Easy way.
It's not the easy way, but... it's the cowboy way.
I get off every time. Do you? That is happening. Tonar, dude. Listen, man, I've been getting into a spiritual space, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Like, you're looking real good, Freddie.
Thank you, man. I've been fasting.
Really?
Fasting?
Really? Which means, like, you don't eat. Whoa.
Thank you. We know what it means, Freddie.
I got up this morning. I fasted for, like, a half an hour. And I got really hungry. Way hungry. So I munched down on some burgers, and I fasted for, like, 2 hours. I was into it, man.
Great, great. Do you have any other spiritual insights for us?
Well, I just got my mantra now.
Really?
Good beer, good people, good party, good surf.
Where did you get that?
I bought it from this chick down at the pier. It cost $18, man. It's like the secret of the universe. Well, just remember, good beer, good people, good party, good surf. Well, hey, can I jam with you, dude?
Are you going to sit in with us?
Really, can I jam, man?
You know some of our tunes?
Oh, I know them all, man. That's all we play at my little apartment there. Uh-huh. There's like 15 of us that live in this little apartment, and all we have is a sound system and a refrigerator, man. And I always bring home the new Rider tape. Whoa.
well, how about Cimarron?
Well, that's good. You know that one?
Cimarron, really, man. I'm into it. That would be
about ready, Freddy? You ready? It's in the key of F, Freddy.
Freddy. Freddy.
Freddy. Freddy.
Freddy.
Oh, I vegged out, man. I'm sorry. There is like this yellow light up here. I'm going like stop or go. Does that happen to you?
Not a lot. No, let's play Cimarron.
Well, dude.
Freddy. Green light, Freddy.
Ranger Doug.
Cimarron, roll on. Hear my lonely song.
That's real good, Freddy.
Carry me away.
This is hard.
From the skies of gray.
Champagne cowboy music.
If everybody had an ocean,
Freddy.
Now I'm Writers Radio Theater, and everybody be surfing.
That's as far as you got.
That would be, yeah, it doesn't mind.
Though I'm feeling blue.
See, I told you it's hard, man. I'm so... Telling our dudes... Listen, I just want to tell all the dudes out there that are on the beach, okay? And, like, I hope all the surf is 10-foot glassy and no one's out. Later, dudes. Good beer, good people, good party, good surf. Later.
Freddie Law, the Surfing Cowboy.
Writers Radio Theater is a mammoth radio pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. For a handwritten transcript of future Writers Radio Theater shows, please get a pencil and paper, sit by your radio, and write as fast as you can. This program is being taped live at the Z. Alexander Luby Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 10 of the exciting Western melodrama, Singin' Six Guns. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, our intrepid cowboy trio is on the old Bidwell Movie Ranch, just north of Los Angeles, starring in Singin' Six Guns, the first singin' cowboy film to be made in nearly 40 years. What they don't know is that the producer of the movie, B.O. Bernie Brillcream, is in reality the arch-fiend A. Swinburne Slocum. Not only that, but the making of the movie is just the front for a very big, very evil plan.
Hello? Yeah, this is Slocum. Right, Mr. Biggs. Uh-huh. The abandoned reservoir on the old Bidwell Movie Ranch. The Los Angeles Aqueduct, uh-huh. Toxic waste in the L.A. water supply? Say, this is a very big evil plan. I like it.
It should be noted here for our discerning listeners that 2 weeks ago in Episode 8, Slocum said Los Angeles Viaduct, not Aqueduct. As everyone knows, a viaduct is a bridge carrying a road over an obstruction such as a valley or highway. Quite different from an aqueduct, which, as every school child knows, is a conduit for water. The writers regret the error. Now back to our recap. When last we left our story, the writers and their director, Otto von Stroheim, were filming the final scene of the day, which was a cattle stampede down the old Bidwell Trail. When suddenly, Too Slim noticed...
Whoa! Look, down the road from the trail, a negligee-clad brunette is getting out of our taxi. The taxi's leaving and... It's Adrian Barbeau!
Wow.
Then, without warning, the 5 o'clock whistle blew at the nearby San Berdue steak knife factory. This caused the panic-stricken cattle to veer off the trail and down the road directly towards the siren of the silver screen.
Ranger Duck, she's gonna be crushed!
Not if I can help it. On turbo!
And now, episode 10 of Singin' Six Guns, entitled Stampede of Love.
On turbo, on! We must reach her in time!
While the stalwart Ranger and the mighty Turbo race against a murderous clock to save the stunning, thinly clad starlet, Otto von Stroheim reaches a startling conclusion.
Wait a minute! That factory whistle at the San Berdue Steak Knife Factory means it's 5 o'clock. Those cattle are on overtime.
Like a hot branding iron on bluebonnet margarine, Otto's voice cuts through the dust and noise, stopping 1,000 thundering cattle dead in their tracks.
Cut! This herd takes direction well. That's a wrap.
Okay, Otto says it's a wrap for today. Lose the herd, lose the cowboys.
Meanwhile, down the trail, unaware that Otto's powerful direction has halted the rampaging overtime herd, Ranger Doug on Turbo, the Wonder Horse of the West, swoops down at a speed approaching Mach 2 and scoops up a startled Adrian Barbeau.
Easy there, Miss Barbeau. You're safe now. Whoa, Turbo. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Put me down, you idiot. Put me down.
Oh, I could never put you down, Miss Barbeau. I think you're wonderful.
Oh, no. I don't mean insult me, you bonehead. I mean put me down on the ground now.
Anything you say, ma'am.
Oh. You are a literal sort, aren't you?
Ma'am?
Never mind. What's the big idea of swooping down on me at a speed approaching Mach 2 and scooping me up like a sack of Idahos?
Why, I thought you were about to be trampled to death by the stampede, Miss Barbeau. Well,
this isn't real life, you lunkhead. Haven't you ever been in a movie before?
Why, no, I haven't.
Great. Amateur night at the Bijou. Oh, well, come on, help me up on that jet sled you call a horse and take me up to the set. I want to have a few words with our director.
Sure thing. Here, take my hand.
Okay, here.
On turbo! On!
Yes, in the words of Mickey and Sylvia, love is strange. Just how strange is revealed later that evening around the writers' campfire.
Say, more beans, Woody?
Not on your life.
What about you, Ranger Doug?
Hmm?
I see you hardly touched your beans. Ain't you hungry? No.
He's got other things on his mind besides eating side.
Well, what else is there?
Women.
Women? Mosh! Well, I...
What was it like, Ranger Doug?
Yeah, Ranger Doug, tell us about it.
Tell you about what?
You know, swooping down on your favorite actress, Adrian, and scooping her up like a sack full of French fries.
Yeah, pretty nice, huh?
Well, it was interesting.
Interesting?
It was interesting, yeah, buddy.
It was nice, I guess.
Nice? He says it was nice. Come on, what was it like?
So I suppose you got a big date with her, right?
Well,
right?
Well, sort of.
Well, when's it going to be? I bet it's tonight, huh?
No, really, I guess it's not going to be for a little while yet.
What do you mean, not going to be for a while? You did ask her out, didn't you?
Well, I did screw up my courage and asked her out. She is my all-time favorite, you know.
Well, yeah. What did she say? Yeah.
Well, if I remember correctly, she said, sure, cowboy, I'll go out with you just as soon as nuclear fusion is achieved at room temperature outside of Utah. I don't know what she was getting at.
Well, now that the hearts and flowers is out of the way, can we turn in? I gotta get a brewery and find some decent water to make the coffee with.
What's wrong with using some of this wonderful bottled water they've been bringing us in?
Bottled water? I can't make a good cup of coffee out of that.
Beside me, that water's pure and clean, not like what's in the rivers and creeks these days.
Well, my coffee can deal with whatever's in the water on its own terms.
I heard that.
What do you mean?
Beside me, what do you know, you old coot? Well, that bottled water comes from special wells all over the world.
Yeah, side me, places like Sweden and France.
And Switzerland and Belgium.
Sweden, France, and Belgium. I heard on Sally Jesse Raphael it all comes from the same pipe in Hackensack, New Jersey.
What?
That's right, Hackensack. A woman called into Sally and she said her sister knows a woman who'd seed it.
What?
Yeah, she'd turn on the spigot, fill up them bottles, and slap different labels on them to hornswoggle dimwits like you.
Dimwits? Ranger Doug, tell him who the dimwit is.
I'll tell you who the dimwit is.
Hold it there, boys. Hold it. Pull your punches. Easy. Calm down. You know, as surprised as I am to be saying this, side meat has a point. It all tastes the same to me and always has.
See? Bottled water. Well, I remember a time when this land was covered with clear running and sweet-tasting streams and nobody even dreamed of no bottled water.
Yeah, maybe back when you were young and dinosaurs roamed the earth.
No, what he's not talking about quite that long ago.
Yeah, well, see, that would make me say you were my...
Side meat, you know... There was a time when water was fresh and clear everywhere, and rain was soft and pure. Then, through national carelessness, we let greed and the pursuit of the almighty dollar lead us astray.
Gosh, is it hopeless, Ranger Doug?
I don't think so, Too Slim. Not if we all pull together and work toward a return to the pristine streams and clear blue lakes that nature originally blessed us with. Oh no, it won't be an easy way, but it'll be the cowboy way.
But Ranger Doug, how does all this fit in with an expanding gross national product?
Well, to tell you the truth, side meat, it's not a truism, really, that growth means national degradation.
Well, I don't
know.
Now,
let me point this out to you.
As these Knights of the Range conduct an environmental roundtable, two denizens of the dark side plot an environmental roundhouse right to the greater Los Angeles water supply.
Charlie, you better get down to that abandoned reservoir. Another shipment's due any time.
Right, Slocum. Hey.
Yeah.
Tell me again, why we're doing all this?
Again? Charlie, yeah. I never told you the first time.
Right. But if you don't tell me now, there'll be no plot exposition, and we'll never get to finish this serial in 13 episodes, so you better tell me.
I see what you mean, Charlie. Okay, listen up, everybody. We're doing all this as part of a very big evil plan to sell bottled water.
Oh, of course. Wait a minute, I don't get it. What does toxic waste have to do with bottled water?
Everything,
boss?
Charlie. When that old reservoir is full of toxic waste, we're going to open an old water gate and release the contaminated water into the main L.A. viaduct and ruin the Los Angeles water supply.
Right, boss.
Maybe kill a few folks, too.
Wait a minute, Slocum. Weren't you listening to Texas Bix? Huh? It's not a viaduct. It's an aqueduct. See? A viaduct is a road.
Shut up, Charlie. Charlie, who does he think is going to make a fortune selling this bottled water?
Well,
a certain Mr. Biggs, that's who.
All right, but look, there's a lot of different kinds of bottled water, boss. How do you know people will buy Mr. Biggs' bottled water?
Charlie, what's the matter? Don't you watch Sally Jesse Raphael? All bottled waters are the same. It's just different labels. Oh. They come from some pipe in Hackensack.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say, Charlie. And what's more, a certain Mr. Biggs owns the pipe. Now get down there and meet those trucks.
Right, Slocum.
Will Slocum's evil plan to sell bottled water bring Los Angeles to its knees? Why does Ranger Doug's hot love affair depend on cold fusion? Is all bottled water really the same? To find out, tune in next week when you'll hear Jacques Perrier say,
Mon Dieu, the cat! He's out of the bag!
And Freddie Law say,
My chick turned me on to safe fusion like years ago.
It's breathtaking, pulse-pounding, mind-boggling excitement you won't want to miss. So super glue your dial to this station and join us next week for episode 11 of Singing Six Guns entitled The Good, the Bad, and the Brunette. Next week at this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. And thanks to the overflow crowd here at the Z. Alexander Luby Center. I guess it's time for us to saddle up and move on down the trail for another week. Be sure to tune in next week, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode of Riders Radio Theater. This is Ranger Doug speaking for Too Slim.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
And speaking for Woody Paul.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
And speaking for Joey the Cow Polka King. Say until we meet again, from all of us to all of you.
So long, saddle pals. It's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals. We really hate to leave you, but the dogies are a-lowing. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky. So farewell, saddle pals. Our parting brings us sorrow. On down the trail, we'll find a bright tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us, saddle pals. This is Texas Bix Bender saying, see you next week on Rider Radio Theater.
So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle.